Dave, it's John. You've been making a ruckus lately. The more I hear about you, the more jealous I get. Did you think I wouldn't hear, Shortcake? I mean, come on. I've got ears where it counts, and especially about you. I mean, come on. You know what you've been getting involved with. Me. That's the only one that matters, really, right? Look at me. Is it that surprising that after all this time, you and I, we've had so much catching up to do that we just never find a way to stop before we lost our minds? Here I am saying it. Shocking. I'm a little jealous of how many fans you've been getting. You know, this whole gig that you've been doing, this social media career, the looks you get at school now, all filled with a bunch of different feelings in it. I know you know what I'm talking about. Those sexy photos you take of yourself. The ones that you have to just make me want to ravage you more. If I'm honest, Shortcake, I just get a little tad bit deranged thinking about the fact that others get to see you that way, that you're on cam doing all that. Don't worry, I'm not jealous in the petty way. I know you gotta make that bag, and personally, I just can't get you off my mind, even more now. And somewhere, Shortcake, it feels like you are taunting me with all that, baby. Like it's a show just for my eyes, even when everyone's watching. Am I wrong? Or also right? Davidson. The more I look at you, the more I see it. You're all mine right now. You always will be, right? Well, good thing, because I think I'd go crazy without you. Just the thought of everything, this whole bloody world without you. How couldn't play volleyball, couldn't do anything. I'd be a mess. You wouldn't want that, right? Plus, you know, your boyfriend's got a dangerous side to him. Shh, we don't talk about the people who've been disappearing lately. I mean, we could if you want, but that's boring, isn't it? At least more boring than holding you in my arms, because everything fucking is. Davidson, I wanna feel you. Like the first day we met. Oh, look at you. You make me so, so deranged in the best way, don't you? How many things I want to do to you. How much I want to hold you like this. No matter how promiscuous you are, you'll never be less special to me. So you can take all this as your over-obsessed boyfriend if you want. But that's not all. That's not the full story, is it? Plus, I'm not the only one that's been jealous as hell for you. Isn't that right? That's more than right. Putting on your knees for daddy. I didn't think you'd actually do it. Just how into me are you? Don't go stealing the spotlight just yet. I had a good thing going there. I mean, come on. You know our endless tug of war rivalry, if you want to make it one. Even if we all love each other so messily. Hey, don't you think, Kenma? It's so messy what we got here. It's only messy in the sense that there's not enough messes with me at the center of it. As for you, you have some explaining to do, baby girl. Shh. Not that kind of explaining. I don't want to hear your voice make excuses. I just want to feel you against me. If you're gonna convince me, then do it without words, baby. So here it starts. I don't mind letting you have the spotlight a little bit. I mean, come on. We have the best fucking sex this side of the galaxy. There's more to it than sex. It's about that connection as well. The feeling of your hot breath on my neck while I nibble on your ear. That's why this messy thing called whatever we make it, this relationship, why the rivalry and the adoration mixes so well. What's the matter, Pudding? Can't stand being in the center of it? Or is it just so exciting? No cameras to watch you. Only two pairs of eyes connected to two very horny boyfriends gazing at you more lewdly than all those losers fapping to you every single day. It's kind of pathetic. All of them think they have something with you. Only for me and Carl and you to have a secret. Don't we? It's a secret that they can never know. That we get to touch you like this. We get to kiss you like this. We get to feel all those naughty feelings they want so bad. So that's it. Taking out that sadistic side, huh? You can't say that I mind it. I mean, come on. You've always pulled that off quite well. The quiet one until you're not, Kenma. Shut it. Personally, I don't want to hear any of that. No. I can take a compliment. But now's not the time to waste on such superficial things, no. The only compliment I'll give you is a kiss down your side. A touch on your inner thigh. An aching, throbbing desire to see you writhing and so much pleasure that you half lose your mind so that I can savor the rest of it when it finally goes, you know? It may not seem like much, but savoring how very much feeling I know you have, both for the situation, the romance of it, and just knowing that you're going to be completely swept up in it. That alone is more than enough to get me rock fucking hard. And I know you feel it, baby. Rubbing right here. Hey, don't leave me out. You feel that, Davidson? So close, yet so far away. Yet you're so hot down here. My God. You're sexy as hell. Just the friction is maddening, isn't it? Oh God, that's the stuff, Davidson. Your neck's not bad either. You can never rush a good thing. Only take it. In such a way that you can never really think it's a waste of time. No. You won't even be able to think in the first place. Putting. You feel those hot cocks getting off to your thighs already. Look who's so naughty. You've already made us this hard and hot. And I know you're feeling it. I know you're feeling it so fucking bad. And I love that. And I want you to feel even more for me. So savor it. Savor every tantalizing touch. Savor how good you're gonna feel. Sharky. This position of me in front of you can hide. It just feels so unbelievably lewd, and that's saying something, isn't it? Davidson, don't look away. Don't even think about it. As those kissable lips just begging for me. You're mine, baby girl. Somehow swishing our tongues around like this, it just feels right, doesn't it? You two really know how to make me jealous. What's wrong? I'm just teasing your lower back a little. And if you keep this up, I might get so jealous that I won't be able to hold back anymore. And then what'll happen? What then? Pudding. when this isn't enough to satisfy me or you. Can you feel my hot breath on that fucking wet pussy? Not yet, but I wouldn't dream of rushing a good thing. And plus, you seem too distracted already. Oops. Did I graze it? Silly me. Maybe I let my jealousy out. Maybe. I don't regret it. Your taste, the flavor of your insides, it feels so unbelievably. You turn me on so much, I can barely even hold back anymore. So why should I? You're kissing my son with my hands, Davidson. Just like that, pudding. Don't even think for a second. I won't take my time. Slowly, until you scream, whether it be an overstimulated horror, or maybe just right. Guess we'll find out, won't we? Shut off. I don't want to hear catty excuses when you have curls tongue down your throat. And you have my tongue in a rather compromising place. What's the matter, kitty cat? Is it all too much for you? It turns me on to taste you. Your scent, everything about you just fits with the moment in such a sexy way. Davidson. You've been kissing more desperately, and your hands on my cock just feel so right. Don't mind me if I play with that clit. It's fair game, isn't it? Come on, shortcake. I want to taste more of how sweet you can be. It's fun to bite your lip like that. Nibble on it a little bit and feel you quivering ever so slightly. Maybe I should join Kenma down there, huh? Maybe you're getting a little lonely. I think not, but I won't let you feel lonely this good. See, there's plenty of room for me down here. I can't get enough of you. No excuses. I won't stop until you come. A whole bunch more. Don't go letting those eyes roll back for me. Not just yet. Like down here, it's what a fucking mess. You always are. When you get spoiled like this, don't even try and lie that you don't love every second of it. Slowly. You can't rush perfection like that. And the intensity of which I want to make you feel something, it just gets more by the second. Putting how close we are, yet how messy it is. Alright, enough of that sentimental stuff. And while we're at it, David, your reactions make my heart jump every time. You turn me on so much. Let's rub our cocks together. Oh, fuck. That feels good. We're having such a delicious meal. Fuck. Like one big sloppy kiss. Here and down yet. I bet you feel so fucking hot right now. Don't stop there, babe. I'm like, I know you want to. Well, that's it. Looking down on us, kind of sexy, huh? Two men getting up to you. And this little cock against cock, really. Well, I never said I couldn't do more. Fuck. Where do I focus on? Fuck. Tell that much. It's written all over your face. You wouldn't be satisfied with just that. Still sensitive. A chance to feel good. Quite warm, huh? Nice shortcake. I see you want more pudding. I know, you know, I won't complain, but you must be getting off to the fact that we can't take our eyes off you, and you can't take your hands off our cocks. More. Fuck. You being right between us, stroking our cocks, rubbing them together. Fuck. If that ain't the hottest thing I've ever fucking seen, David, son. Fuck. The more you do it, the less I can think straight. Fuck. I... Your hand feels so good. I can hardly even think of anything better. I'm only jealous in a way that I can't be inside you quite yet. Oh. Don't stop. Don't stop, baby. When you get needy like that, you don't seem to stop, no matter what, intent on getting whatever you want. Holding back isn't the idea. Not when you're attacking like that. Come on, Davidson. Oh, fuck. All that friction. It's intense, you know. Sweet baby. Fuck. You would be able to make us both come at once like that. A little embarrassing being that predictable. But I can't complain too much when it feels so good. One more of you. Shamelessly. David. I can't help myself. The endless rubbing and grinding. I need you. You're gonna make me feel jealous at this rate. I won't let you leave me. Pudding. Can you feel how hard I am, even after coming? One more. Much more. You feel so good. So good. I just keep wanting more. Yeah. You like whispering in each ear. Your reactions are so cute. drive me up the wall. That's why I hold you so tight. That's why I rub my cock against you. Like this. I wanna be closer. Way closer. Your reactions make me feel alive. Won't you take from me these foolish desires and expand upon them ever so much? Oh, baby, look at you. A mess from earlier when we had our meal of you. Baby, John. Oh, you feel so good. I love looking at you when you're horny and worked up. The heat of your body giving way to such cute reactions. And yet you haven't lost your composure yet. At least not as much as me. Oh, fuck. Do you like seeing me so turned on because of you? You can deflect and say it's because of girl, but you know damn well right now it's because of you. Rubbing so gently. Yeah. A sadist, you know that? Making me want it so bad. Say, son, I want to devour you right now. So bad it hurts. So much I can hardly breathe right. Fuck. Going right between those thighs. That adorable pussy once more. Don't look so confident yet. You sure you can take on two men at once? That thing's on. Please, too much. Shut up. Just because you're taking it out on me doesn't mean you're really squeezing your thighs against me like that. Massaging up and down my shaft. Okay. You know where, putting. There's something terribly promiscuous about having two cocks and being able to please them with just your thighs, nice and soft, with just the right amount of muscle and plumpness. You're really starting to make me feel it. Baby. Oh, fuck. Sorry. Sorry, King. I slipped inside. You're so tired. No fair. You did that on purpose, didn't you? You could feel how much I wanted to be inside. So you shoved against me. And because you're so turned on.
I could just slip in, and then I did too. You're so hot, so fucking hot. You're sucking me in the sexiest way, and stealing my breath away right here and now. I thought I knew everything about you, but I keep finding things that I never knew, that I could have never predicted, and just how naughty you are. That's my jaw dropping to the floor, and my cock feeling ecstatic to be surprised by you. No. Oh, my. I want more of you. You like that? The friction? Sure. As fuck. Like the feeling both of you at once. Like an embrace deep inside you. Both of my cocks and your cute pussy. You make me feel so much. You feel that giving your insides a kiss never felt so good. Oh my God, buddy, I can barely hold back coming right now just because you feel so good. Your reactions are so fucking sexy, and the way that all of this feels. Oh God, you're so tight. This whole situation seems right up the top of my bucket list. Doing this a whole lot more. Damn it. You feel so good. Oh, buddy. Davidson, I want more, even more. Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh God. Yeah. Quite the number we did on each other, huh? All three of us a mess at this point. And shortcake, you got that cream filling now. Huh? You take it so well, Pudding. And every time, I think you can't get enough. You proved me wrong. Such a lovely mess. So much so, it makes me want to make another.
Great minds think alike. Can? I can make a million more messes tonight. Oh, trust me. This might be the start of something more. More moans. More touches where it counts. More double stuffing you with far too much man for you to handle. Davidson.
Buddy. I love this idea. I just want more and more. Again and again until nothing else but the feelings are left, melting into each other like dreams.